You're listening to the RBN Energy Blogcast. This is an audio version of RBN Energy's daily blog, the oil and gas industry's go-to source for insight. Every day, we cover commodity fundamentals, industry changes, and developing trends across energy markets. And now, we're making it easier than ever to enjoy our blogs. Whether it's on your drive into work, while you're at the office, or at home walking the dog, settle in, turn the volume up, and enjoy.
Monday, July 27, 2020. Hold on to your hat. A fight is brewing for Canada's propane exports. Published by Martin King. Propane exports from AltaGas and Vopak's Ridley Island propane export terminal on the west coast of British Columbia jumped to 52,000 barrels per day in May, the highest since it began operations in May 2019 and exceeding the terminal's original design capacity for the second time this year. The increased exports suggest expanded capacity at the facility and the potential for sustained higher exports from there even as Western Canada's propane supplies plateaued in 2019 and then were hammered lower earlier this year as oil prices and demand collapsed. The resulting tighter balance in the greater Pacific Northwest region has boosted prices there, wreaking havoc on price spreads and disrupting rail movements to U.S. destinations that have relied on them for the past few years, from the Midwest to California. Moreover, Western Canadian export capacity is poised to nearly double by next spring, when a second nearby export terminal is slated to begin operations. With supply upside looking tenuous, but overseas exports set to rise further in early 2021, there is a serious squeeze emerging for propane rail exports to the U.S. Today, we consider the implications of what could be a much tighter propane market in Western Canada over the next few years. A lot has changed in the Western Canadian propane market in the few months since we last discussed it in our blog called When Propane and Exports Collide. In that two-part blog series in March, we focused on the evolving plans for propane exports from Canada's west coast. The May 2019 startup of the AltaGas Vopak-operated Ridley Island Propane Export Terminal, or RIPET, just outside of Prince Rupert, British Columbia, provided Canada with its first direct export access to Asian markets for its propane supplies. And a second propane export terminal, Pembina's 25,000 barrels per day Prince Rupert facility just a short distance from RIPET, was under construction and targeting in-service online by third quarter of this year. That's since been delayed to first quarter of 2021. Western Canadian propane supply at the time was about 230,000 barrels per day, not including Y-grade, near decade-long highs after climbing steadily between 2016 and 2019. Growth in propane and other liquid supplies had largely overwhelmed what capacity there was for pipeline exports to U.S. markets, and what volumes were able to get to market by pipeline, rail, or truck, had been facing increasing competition from already saturated markets downstream. That then spurred the development of overseas export capabilities, as Western Canadian producers looked to find alternative and higher-priced markets in faraway lands, particularly in Asia. That part hasn't changed. Asian markets have continued to attract Western Canadian propane. Our understanding is while RIPET's full ultimate capacity is 80,000 barrels per day, logistical considerations, many outside of the operator's control, generally limit its reliable throughput to about half that volume. Still, propane exports from the terminal exceeded 50,000 barrels per day in both March and May of this year, and RIPET has stated it expects to be in a position to routinely send out 50,000 barrels per day or more by the end of 2020. We expect that in 2021 and beyond, the terminal will continue to ramp up its exported volumes by 5,000 to 10,000 barrels per day per year, assuming that economics and Asian demand for propane warrant those increases. Exports out of Petrogas's Ferndale, Oregon, terminal have been consistently high in recent months as well. AltaGas owns a 50% interest in the AltaGas-Idemitsu joint venture, which owns 58.4% of Petrogas. Like many things, though, the propane market in recent months has been wrenched by recent events, namely the oil price meltdown, followed by its partial reversal, and the ever-changing and unpredictable repercussions of COVID-19 on energy markets worldwide. In particular, the energy downturn earlier this year took a heavy toll on Western Canada's propane supplies. Propane volumes through 2019 and early 2020 were mostly flat, reaching their second highest level on record in February of this year, at 243,000 barrels per day. But supplies dropped nearly 20% from March to just under 200,000 barrels per day in May, based on the latest data available from the CER. June data is not yet available, but Canadian producers have been announcing the restart of some production that was shut in during the downturn, so it is likely that propane supply is staging a partial recovery. We should also point out that the supply levels we are using in this analysis are for propane only and do not include propane supplies that are shipped as mixed propane and butanes to Eastern Canada under long-term committed contracts. These mixed volumes, initially entering Enbridge's Line 1 from Alberta to Superior, Wisconsin, are then transferred to Enbridge's Line 5 for delivery into the petrochemical complex in Sarnia, Ontario. These volumes have held steady in the range of 40,000 barrels per day for many years, but recent moves by the state of Michigan to shut down Line 5 continue to create uncertainties for future shipments. About 75,000 to 100,000 barrels per day or so of the available Western Canadian propane supply serves demand in Alberta and other Canadian provinces. But rail exports to the U.S. are the single largest source of demand for Western Canada's propane and serve as a significant source of supply for the U.S. Midwest and West Coast. These supplies have been critical to the Midwest and other northern tier markets, especially during cold winters. As for exports that reach the West Coast, some of the volume is re-exported from the Petrogas-operated Ferndale Terminal in Washington State, from where they are sent to Asian markets under long-term contracts. A nominal amount is also exported by truck. Prior to RIPET starting up, Western Canada supply-demand balance was tighter during the winter when propane demand for heating is highest, and looser during the summer. As RIPET started up in May of last year, the typical seasonal excess of propane supplies during the summer months disappeared for the first time ever, and without that summertime supply overhang, the balance tightened. As that happened, Western Canada's Edmonton propane price benchmark surged, closing the arb to downstream markets in the U.S. and Mexico. Rail exports remained strong through winter, but as winter demand dissipated and price spreads remained tight, railed volumes dropped off in April and May, to the lowest since 2014, even as waterborne exports stayed elevated. Rail exports in May hit a six-year low of just 46,000 barrels per day, based on data from the CER. Some recovery is likely in the months ahead as propane markets have been slowly improving and producers restart previously shut-in supplies. The upshot of these market dynamics is that the rise of overseas exports in Western Canada combined with lower production have increased competition for the region's propane supplies. You might want to take a look at Figure 3 in our blog on the website today, which illustrates the impact to U.S. regions, based on data from Statistics Canada, or StatCan, and CER that breaks down rail exports by province to each of the U.S. regions. First, we can see that the startup of waterborne exports from RIPET in May 2019 had an almost immediate impact on Canada's rail exports to the Gulf Coast, and those volumes dropped effectively to zero by May 2020, from 15 to 20,000 barrels per day prior to RIPA. More recently, with the price spreads collapsing since last fall, there's also been a huge drop-off in exports to the Midwest in April to May 2020. Exports to the Rockies and the East Coast have generally been minimal, but exports to the West Coast, with much of that volume ending up being exported out of Ferndale, have held relatively stable, only dipping modestly lower during May. These shifts suggest a serious battle has emerged between overseas exports of Western Canadian propane through RIPET, and soon, also through Pembina's Prince Rupert Terminal, and rail exports to the U.S. And for now, it looks like it has been swinging in favor of RIPET, with potentially dire implications for Lower 48 region, particularly the Midwest and parts of the West Coast that have come to rely on Canadian supplies. In part two of this series, we'll dive into our outlook for Western Canada's overseas and rail propane exports. Hold On To Your Hat was written by Mick Jagger and Keith Richards and appears as the fourth cut on side one of the Rolling Stones' 21st studio album, Steel Wheels. Jagger had most of this song written when he met up in Barbados with Richards to work on Steel Wheels in 1989. Personnel on the record were Mick Jagger on lead vocal and rhythm guitar, Keith Richards on lead guitar, Ron Wood on bass, Charlie Watts on drums, and Chuck Leavell on keyboards. Steel Wheels was recorded between March and June 1989 at Air Studio in Montserrat and Olympic in London. Produced by the Glimmer Twins, Jagger and Richards, and Chris Kimsey, it was released in August 1989. The LP marked the renewal of Jagger and Richards' working relationship and would launch the band's largest world tour to date. It would also be bassist Bill Wyman's final full-length album with the Stones. He would depart the band for good in January 1993. Steel Wheels was released in August 1989 and went to number 3 on the Billboard Top 200 Albums chart. Four singles were released from the album. It has been certified 2X Platinum by the Recording Industry Association of America. The Rolling Stones are an English rock band formed in London in 1962. Seven members have passed through its ranks since its formation. The current lineup features original members Mick Jagger, Keith Richards, and Charlie Watts, along with longtime member Ron Wood. They have released 30 studio albums, 28 live albums, 26 compilation albums, 3 EPs, and 121 singles. The Rolling Stones have sold over 240 million records worldwide. They have won 1 Billboard Music Award, 4 Grammy Awards, 3 MTV Video Music Awards, and 2 World Music Awards. They are members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and have a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award. The band still records and tours to this day, with touring on hold due to COVID.
This has been the RBN Energy Blogcast. Thanks for listening.